next 10 minutes in this walking meditation, you will improve your body awareness. You'll hack your brain to pay attention to your body, to practice understanding it. As you walk, you wander around, you'll be paying attention to your body, directing your consciousness at it, paying attention to the signals it's sending. And by practicing listening, you'll find yourself more and more aware, understanding your body more and more, feeling it more and more, stretching your body's neurons, growing connections between body and brain. So walk at a normal pace, shoulders back, head high. Allow your mind to drift down into a suggestible state, slowly, deeply drifting down, concentrating on the way you're walking, the way your body feels. We're going to start shortly. Prepare yourself. Feel the ground through your feet, the way it responds as you press down on it. Pay close attention to that feeling. Enjoy the sensation, concentrate on it. Follow the feeling up through your knees, how they feel as they bend. And up more, notice your breathing. Feel how good it is to fill and empty your lungs. Notice the way your arms swing, the way they balance and move, the posture of your neck, the tilt of your head, the expression on your face, the curl of your smile, the direction of your gaze. Feel how nice it is to listen to your body. Keep listening, keep enjoying. Now you'll see how it feels to exaggerate, to take your gait to extremes. And by listening to your body as you exaggerate, grow your neural connections faster. So stretch higher, push your skull upwards into the air. Pull your mouth back to smile harder. Feel how that feels. Notice the way this exaggeration affects you, how it changes your mood. Stride further with each stride, increasing your step size. Swing your shoulders, your hips, further, further. Noting all the time how it feels, how your mood changes. Stretching your neurons as you stretch your muscles. Exaggerating, stretching, and paying attention to that exaggeration. Go back to your normal gait, your usual posture, relaxing again, becoming yet more suggestible, more hackable. Enjoy returning to your normal posture, your normal stride. Now let's experiment with pace. Hack your walking speed. Walk more slowly, making each step take longer. Slowing down, taking your time. The time between steps growing longer. And note how that makes you feel. The way your body responds differently. A smaller pace size affecting your mood, your emotions, your mind. Pay attention to how that feels, how it affects your mental state, how the slowing down of pace makes the world seem different, because your mind is different. Keep walking slowly, absorbing the way it affects your brain. Now try walking more quickly than usual, hurrying, rushing. Speed up, gradually walking more quickly, striding more often. Building pace, building speed, until you're walking quite speedily. Listen to your body as you do. Pay attention to how it makes you feel. How the quickening of pace makes the world seem different, because your mind is different. The changes to your mental functions, your moods and emotions. Hurrying as you walk quickly, noting the way that that feels. The way speed and fast pacing change your mind, they feed back into your brain. Notice that, then return to normal pace to play with your breathing rate. First try slow, shallow breaths, slowing the pace of your breathing, reducing the volume of each breath, increasing the time between each, pausing for a while after each inhale, each exhale. Allow a few steps to adjust to that, to let your brain catch up with the slow. Each breath shallow, slow, lots of small volumes of air. Then pay attention to how that feels, how that breathing changes your mood, the way it affects your mind. Are you feeling better, worse, feeling stronger or weaker? Take note of the difference, how it feels. Next, we'll try deep and fast breaths. Prepare yourself. Now breathe more deeply, very deeply. Note if that feels different. And also more quickly, reducing the time between each breath. Rushing your breathing, making it deep, deep and hard. Feeling the speed of the air as it flows quickly through your throat. Quickly in and out, letting the oxygen flood your brain. Notice how that feels, the way the extra oxygen affects you. The changes to your mood, your mind, your feelings. Keep breathing quickly, deeply, letting the oxygen flow, concentrating on the feeling, the way your body responds. Learn the way it's speaking to you, the language of your body. Then take what you've learned, remember it, and let it help you through your day.